From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A team of military chemical specialists in China reported they were at the scene of powerful explosions in the port city of Tianjin, where the death toll is rising. NPR's Frank Langford says at least 50 people are confirmed dead there, including 17 firefighters who rushed to the scene of the blast yesterday. Hundreds more have been injured.
State media say the shipping company where the explosion took place in the city of Tianjin stored dozens of flammable chemicals, including ingredients for gunpowder. That may help begin to explain what fueled a staggering explosion that laid waste to a port area in the city. Left temporarily homeless by the explosion, people camped out in schools, lying on straw mats and quilts on classroom floors. As is often the case, China's government is giving no clue so far as to what might have sparked the explosion, which Chinese media said had the force of 21 tons of TNT. The Communist Party sees industrial disasters like this as potentially politically sensitive and carefully controls the release of facts and the shaping of the narrative. Frank Langford, NPR News, Tianjin.
Lightning strikes are being blamed for igniting several serious wildfires in the Northwest this week. Hot, dry conditions allowed fires to spread rapidly. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher reports, firefighting resources are nearly maxed out.
Crews are working around the clock to suppress more than 20 fires in the Northwest. Both regionally and nationally, officials are at the highest level of fire preparedness.
Which means we have a full commitment of our resources in the geographic area.
Koshari Eagle is with the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center in Portland.
Resources are stretched thin. That is one of the concerns for being at this preparedness level.
With more wind and lightning in the forecast, agencies expect extreme fire behavior to continue. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Peacher in Bend, Oregon.
New York City health officials say an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease blamed for 12 deaths and a number of illnesses appears to have ended. At a news conference today, New York City Health Commissioner Mary Bassett saying no new cases of the disease have been reported in the past 10 days.
We have contained the outbreak of Legionnaires in the South Bronx, and this took the work of many.
Cooling towers have been the focus of the investigation, but a government report out today shows people can also be exposed to the bacteria that causes the disease through hospital and nursing home showers. New York City Council has passed a measure requiring inspections and cleaning of cooling towers, which are believed to have led to the outbreak in New York. Businesses boosted their inventories in June by the biggest amount in more than 2 years. Sign companies are expecting the economy to pick up in the second half of this year. According to the Commerce Department, the amount of goods stored on warehouse shelves and in back lots was up 0.8%. That's the biggest jump since January of 2013. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5 points to end the session at 17,408. The NASDAQ fell 10 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 2 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to Environmental Protection Agency head Gina McCarthy, significant progress is being made in water quality improvements following a spill of millions of gallons of contaminated water from a long-closed Colorado mine. Speaking during a visit to neighboring New Mexico, McCarthy announced the agency has also released $50,000 to help supply clean water for irrigation and livestock. EPA and a group of contract workers accidentally released 3 million gallons of water from the mine during an inspection. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been holed up in Ecuador's London embassy for more than 3 years, evading extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning over sex crime allegations. Larry Miller reports the Swedish statute of limitations has run out on 3 of the allegations, but the 4th could keep him inside the embassy for another 5 years.
Britain is making a formal protest to Ecuador over providing Assange with continued political asylum at its embassy. A Foreign Office official argues this prevents the proper course of justice and that it's unacceptable the British taxpayer is footing the bill for this abuse of diplomatic relations. The cost for police taking out the embassy is more than $15 million so far. The Swedish investigation that does not run out till 2020 concerns a rape accusation. Assange has not been charged with any offense. He denies the allegations and contends that once in Sweden, he'll be extradited to the U.S. and prosecuted for publishing thousands of secret American documents. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Crude oil futures continue to lose ground today. Oil fell $1.07 a barrel to end the session at $42.23 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.